The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Carla Palmer in studio with me and Kip Watson. Woo! Oh my gosh, you guys. We have one heck of a show today. I can't even believe it. It just kind of just happened, you know. It's going to be pretty controversial. I've never really talked about this openly on the air. I can't wait to hear what Dr. Johnny Bowden has to say about this. For those of you that don't know who Dr. Johnny Bowden is, he is also known as the Nutrition Mythbuster and is a nationally known expert on weight loss and health and has been seen on Dr. Oz, The Doctors, and every major television network in this country. He's also the best-selling author of 15 books, and he has earned his 6th certification in personal training and fitness and a master's degree in psychology, a PhD in holistic nutrition, and board certified by the American College of Nutrition. But here's what I really want you to know about Johnny. Johnny has guts, and I love this guy, okay? Yeah. He's got guts, and he's brave as a bear. And we're going to be talking about vaccines and autism today. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. And I'm going to let him, I'm just going to stop right there and let him talk about it. We're going to be talking about Andrew Wakefield, and I'm just going to say that's, and then I'm going to stop, because right now a lot of people's hair is standing on end. This is such a politically charged and such a controversial subject that when I even allude to any little piece of it on Facebook, like I'd like to talk about this on the air, I have certain friends that went in, they're probably listening right now, that says, are you kidding me, Bernadette? Are you going to go there? And they get extremely charged up over it.
Okay,
I
for those
want to know why.
What is this?
Vaccines.
Oh, you're talking, okay.
Yeah, right. Vaccines and autism.
Whether
specifically
we should
today.
Or we shouldn't.
Right, and is there a connection? And we want, you know, Johnny's like me. He's a truth seeker, okay?
Right.
He's naturally curious, and so am I, and I think that's why we get along so well, but I can't wait to talk to him. And then we have another powerhouse on the show today, and I'm not talking about you, Kip, because everybody knows you're a powerhouse.
You're not.
Well, everybody already knows that, so because you've been on the show for so long. But Miriam Kalamian, she is talking about keto for cancer. She is one of the leaders in the industry, educating us with her research and her knowledge about how to shut down cancer through the ketogenic diet and also epilepsy and a lot of other things. Again,
man, that
very
is good
very controversial because the pharmaceutical companies do not want to lose dollars, and I'm just going to say it, and that's at the very root of a lot of this stuff. And so, you know,
I said it.
I hope nobody hurts
me. If we cure cancer, there's going to be a lot of people out of business.
Exactly. Well, I mean, so many things that we still do are antiquated, like the mammogram, for example. My OBGYN told me 4 years ago that it's no longer it's not the correct way to test for breast cancer, that your thermogram is much better. There you go. What were you going to say, Carla? There you go, Danny. Okay.
Thanks, Danny. So the Swiss, who actually came out with the mammogram originally, they don't advocate for that anymore.
Right.
So
that's good. But it's a huge business. How many jobs are there out there that people have in that industry and many other industries that we're talking about that are at the very, financial engine of this country? And so a lot of change needs to happen, but change always should happen slowly, just like when you cook. You know, if anything's happened too abruptly, then there's a lot of...
Someone's got to do it first.
But someone's got to do it first.
Those people usually take the most persecution and heat.
Right.
And
thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Well put.
So, you know.
Yeah, but someone's got to... We've got to talk about this. We are sick as a country. And very sick as a country, both mentally, emotionally, physically, and we have to start healing.
Well, I've had a lot of conversations lately with friends and with clients about anxiety, right? And actually, maybe this is something we talk about next week, is, you know, what I believe and what I've been seeing over these 20 years is causing people to believe they have anxiety as if there's some sort of mental illness or disorder when there's not.
Well, you know what? You're going to think I'm crazy, and that's okay. I don't care. Think everybody out there, you can think what you want. I'm just sharing my thoughts with you because I read so much. And I was reading last night about how now Apple, 50%, it's crossed the 50% of the percent of the Americans that own or maybe the world that own iPhones, okay? And Apple keeps new phones, because nothing's ever good enough, and they got to keep you charged up, and they got to keep you rolling.
Good Lord, no wonder we all have anxiety.
No, I'm serious. When I think...
Can't keep up.
That's right. Nobody can keep up, not only with the technology. Even I updated my Sonos system the other night, and I've been screwed ever since because, you know, my Apple ID and all this. I'm like, oh, my God, and I don't have room in my iCloud, and I'm like, I hate Apple right now. Hate them. I want them to slow down. I don't care if they have a new, better option for the phone. They have to ask themselves, what are they doing to people? What are they doing to the earth with all these phones
especially
that are just getting thrown
at? Over 40.
Well, it's, you know,
because
we didn't grow up with
the same, please.
Yes, yes. And so they need to slow it down. They really do. That's why there's so much anxiety.
I agree. And that's actually one thing that I put in my weekly newsletter. Is that I think this sort of do it now, have it now, make it better now, be available 24/7.
Right.
All the social media. And even when you look at the media at large, it's hard to discern information anymore. Mm-hmm. There's so much of it. It comes at you so fast.
Yep.
And you're so demanded to respond now, answer now, get back to me now. And
well, I can tell you this, and I'll tell our listeners, you can trust me, okay? Because I will never take dirty money from any company that's not doing the right thing, guaranteed, whether it be $1 billion or $1. I'm truly committed to getting the truth out to America. And I've always been, my integrity is pretty much spotless. I can't lie to save my life, and I certainly wouldn't put my reputation on the line for any amount of money. So there you go. I made my own on my own. And so I can't be bought and paid for.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did I just say that?
You did.
That's awesome.
But it's true.
Standing on solid ground.
I'm standing. Thank you so much. And, you know, I was looking at the book that you're talking about today about mindset. And one of the things that I looked in the back, and we talk about this over and over again, and we have for 5 years now, is having your personal statement. What do we call it? It's your,
I call it your personal mission statement.
Mission statement. That's
I call it, you know, I take my clients through exercises on what I call clarity.
Right.
So that they're clear on their personal psychology, because that is your foundation.
Right. Well, and do you want, I can't find where I wrote mine down, but mine is basically this. My personal mission statement is something like this. When they throw the dirt on, at the end of my life, when the dirt is thrown on me, I will have lived a life of true love, integrity, honesty, and fun. And that's
definitely you.
And that's definitely
that is definitely you.
So and share yours, if you will.
Well, mine is, and I quote it to myself every morning before my feet hit the ground. Is that, all right? Let's go. I'm here to impact, influence, and educate anyone who crosses, you know, whoever God puts in front of me. And so that's my goal, whether it's the Target checkout person, I usually try to look at their name and interact with them, or whether it's sitting here with all of you listening, and it doesn't matter who. It's a universal personal mission statement that gives me purpose every day.
Well, you know where I'm going next. Danny, do you have a mission statement?
Smoke them if you got them.
What did he say? I didn't miss it.
He said smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them if you got them. Yeah. I like that. I wanted, you know what, last night, I haven't had a cigarette in, like, I don't know, 25 years, but last night, I was craving a cigar or a cigarette or something to smoke. I just wanted to smoke. I really did. Like, I wanted to smoke.
Okay.
What's wrong with me?
There's other things to smoke.
Yeah. Well, come on, you guys.
No. Yeah, that's a pipe.
That
cigar.
Is not, that's toxic to your body.
I know.
That's
pipe?
Not
well,
being
pipe
integrity
smoking,
to your body.
You say that, but smoking's been around for a long time. And on a cigar, you just puff. You don't inhale.
Well,
okay. And
you
so
have to realize, you know, back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s when you had all the... you know, all the athlete idols out there, they were promoting cigarettes because at that
time, my grandparents smoked.
Well, at that time, it was considered healthy. Nicotine was considered healthy back in the 50s and 60s. That's why you had the Mickey Mantles, the, you know, Johnny Unitas's, you know. Well,
but there is something very
advertising cool.
Medicinal, if you will, for puffing on something and just puffing and forgetting. And
you
just,
know what I remember? I have a vision. I remember when my grandmother, she would sit in this wingback chair and she would wait for me to fall asleep. Like, you know, she'd tuck me in, and she'd sit in that wingback chair.
She'd light it up.
And I'd see that orange dot go up and down, up and down. And I'm like, wow, she was smoking in my presence like that when I was a kid.
So cool.
No.
I love stories like that about grandmothers that are wild.
She did. She did.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've got a wild show coming up, everyone. Stay tuned. Dr. Johnny Bowden coming right up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Dr. Johnny Bowden, you're going to give it to us today, aren't you?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Them teasing words.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great to have you on the show today, and I love what we're talking about. Let me tell everybody who you are in case they're just now joining us. Dr. Johnny Bowden is also known as the Nutrition Mythbuster. He is a nationally known expert on weight loss and health and has been seen on Dr. Oz, The Doctors, and every major television network in this country. He is the best-selling author of 15 books, and Dr. Johnny earned 6 certifications in personal training and fitness and has a master's degree in psychology and a PhD in holistic nutrition. And is board certified by the American College of Nutrition. And as I said earlier, and I love that you've got such, you're brave as a bear, Dr. Bowden. I just absolutely love your personality.
Oh, I love you too. It's my favorite show to be on. Every time you call me,
Oh, yay.
Totally good. Hi.
Well, I love what we're talking about today. I can't even believe we're going to broach
them,
this subject.
Tell them what we're talking about.
We're going to be talking about vaccines and autism. So, you know, I have to ask you, Dr. Bowden, you know, what in your opinion is at the very root of this narrative, and why is it so politically charged?
Well, that is the question, isn't it? And let me just give you 2 minutes on how I got interested in this, because I'm a nutritionist. I love busting myths. I love talking truth to power. I love investigating things. And I get to interview some of the greatest people in the world. I've interviewed so many of them. And the offer to interview Dr. Andrew Wakefield came across my desk. Now, maybe you don't know him by name, but he is the doctor who was the lead researcher on the original study published in The Lancet in 1998 that everybody has denounced and said he falsified data, and Sanjay Gupta says, oh, there's absolutely no evidence, and this whole vaccine autism thing is a crock. And I got a chance to actually interview him, which I'm doing.
Oh, wow.
So I decided to do a little research. I saw the movie, which is called The Pathological Optimist, which is the story of his life. I read his book, and I watched the movie Vax, which is on Amazon Prime, and I educated myself on what this situation is all about. And I can tell you, Bernadette, there is a lot more to this story than I thought and that everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
It's just been dismissed, and I can tell you, because there's so many levels to talk about this story. There's the feminist level, which nobody's even brought up. There is the political level. There's the economic level, and, of course, there's the science level about the actual vaccines and autism. I think that's what has happened in our field here, and it is really quite upsetting when you think about it, is that they have portrayed anyone who has any question whatsoever about vaccine safety, they have been labeled, we have all been labeled, as a bunch of hysterical women who were led by Jenny McCarthy.
Right.
Oh, those are the anti-vaxxers. And they have essentially marginalized anybody who even has a reasonable question. And I have talked to doctor after doctor after doctor about this. And I said, listen, I know we can't go out there and say this because they'll just lump us with all the crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But in your opinion, do you think, for example, and this is a theory I've had for a long time, that there are some differences in detoxification capacity, and some people might be very susceptible to that? And I've asked doctor after doctor, none of them will go on the record, of course.
Right.
Every one of them has said absolutely. And we cannot even talk about it or bring it up because we will be labeled, Jenny McCarthy, anti-vaxxers.
Oh,
and the story, Bernadette, is really much more nuanced. It is not a matter of whether you believe vaccines cause autism or you don't. Dr. Wakefield never said that vaccines cause autism. This is a kind of thing like Al Gore said he invented the internet, except he never did.
Right.
And that's been proven time and time again. But ask anyone in the country, oh, yeah, Al Gore says he invented. And he said something very different. And Dr. Wakefield said something very different.
Well, and I'm reading from his website, and this is a quote from him. It says, we did not prove an association between measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine and the syndrome described. Virological studies are underway that may help to resolve the issues. If there is a caused link between measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine and this syndrome, a rising incidence might be anticipated after the introduction of this vaccine in the UK in 1988. Published evidence is inadequate to show whether there is a change in. I may add this, my own personal just thoughts about this. Where there's smoke, there's fire, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what really happened, and I'll tell you what I think. What really happened is this. Dr. Wakefield is a pediatric gastroenterologist. He's a quiet, non-aggressive, sweet, sober, reasonable English doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was investigating was gut abnormalities in children. And he noticed that there was a striking correlation between gut abnormalities and brain problems and behavior problems and
Right.
This is non-controversial now. 20 years later, everybody knows this.
Right. Everybody knows it.
For God's sake, all we talk about is the microbiome and schizophrenia, the microbiome and depression, the microbiome and just about every disease you can imagine. So we all know there's a gut-brain connection.
Right.
This is not controversial. As it turned out, 9 of the 12 children that he investigated in this very first preliminary case study, which was not in any way did it prove vaccines cause autism, what he noticed was a great number of these kids with this heart, and in the movie Bats, you can actually see pictures of, you know, the x-rays, and you can see the, you know, the MRIs of it, this very disturbed microbiome and gut problems. They were actually investigating Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found was a very high percentage of kids with autism had these gut problems.
Right. Well, and this is what I think personally as a mother and as someone who reads a lot. I think that there is a connection. Here's what's going on, in my opinion, and I'm not a doctor. Everybody knows that. But as a mother, I have concerns about babies being given vaccines and antibiotics at the same time. I think it's a bam-bam combination that is causing all this discourse in the brain of children because they and in their guts, which we know now is the same thing, basically. But I think there's a distinct connection there as well.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. And the reason for as you said, why is it so politicized? Here's why. I think there are two reasons, and I actually want to give the powers that be the benefit of the doubt because I think one of the reasons is very honorable. And here's what it is: if you had a massive distrust of vaccinations, if that were to spread worldwide, you would have a public health crisis the likes of which we have never seen on planet Earth. Diseases that have been abolished would come back: measles, rumps, rubella, polio. So you can't, you know, it's sort of like, you remember the first scene in Jaws? Roy Scheider finds the shark. He sees really good evidence of a great white shark, and he goes to the sheriff, and he says, "We got to close the beach. There's too much evidence. I mean, look at the teeth marks. Look at this. I'm positive." And the sheriff said, "We don't really have evidence, and if we close the beach, we will lose the economy for the entire year because it all comes from this July 4th weekend."
Mm-hmm.
So
great analogy.
He was looking at the greater good. He didn't have firm evidence. He didn't want to believe there was a shark. That's what happened here.
Yeah.
If we were to have that kind of inquiry and that kind of doubt about vaccine safety, we would have a health crisis.
Right.
So there is very good reason for the CDC, for the political forces that be.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's number one. That's why it was so politicized.
Right.
Number two.
Go ahead.
So what he noticed here was this very perplexing correlation between the gut problems and the brain problems. Now, when I said there's a feminist side to this, consider this. We all know the Bill Cosby case.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what's happening with Harvey Weinstein. When Freud was writing in the 1900s, he would have women come in and say similar things, and he postulated a disease called hysteria because he couldn't believe that what the women were telling him were true. So there has been a history going back hundreds of years of women not being listened to.
Right. Amen.
This guy listened to the women who came to him. Over 1,200 people came in with the same story. My kid was lively and had a language and was active and was social and was loving. We take him in. He gets the shot. He gets a fever. He goes to sleep for 12 hours. And in the next 2 weeks, he loses his language. That story was told identically hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Does that mean that autism is caused by? No, but this experience can't be denied. That's what happened with thalidomide. Thalidomide didn't cause little arms in every baby, but women were coming in and they were saying, "Doc, I took this thalidomide. My kid has no arms." And people would notice the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was listen and say, "Wait a minute, this is deserving of further investigation." And now it turns out there's a CDC whistleblower who's come to light, who actually verified that the CDC had done some studies and found them very troubling and didn't know what to do with them. So they kind of buried them. And those studies are going to come out someday. And I think Andrew Wakefield is going to be redeemed and actually looked at as the hero that he is. Now, let me be very clear about something, Bernadette. I am not saying vaccines cause autism. What I'm saying is what I was trained to believe and what I was trained as a nutritionist from the very beginning of my career is something called biochemical individuality, which means that each of us is different on a many, many different things. The size of our thyroid gland, the size of our sex organs, the size of our, the number of cells in the pancreas that secrete insulin. Huge variations from person to person. Well, we all have a detoxification pathway in the liver. It's called the cytochrome P450 enzyme system. And well, I believe that there are variations in that and that some kids, it may be overwhelming to them to give a triple vaccine when they're under 1 year old. Not everybody, but there's 1.8 million kids with this. That's a very small percentage of the planet, but not for those kids and their parents. It's not a small percentage.
I couldn't agree more. You're going to have to come back and talk about this. We've just begun to scratch the surface, Dr. Bowden.
All right.
Always love having you on the show. Thank you so much. Okay, talk to you soon. Everyone, stay tuned. We have Miriam Kalamian coming up. We're going to be talking about keto for cancer. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at PaleoMagazineOnline.com. That's PaleoMagazineOnline.com.
The waves keep on crashing on me for some reason.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Carla Palmer in studio and Kip Watson, and I have Miriam Kalamian on the line. She is a nutrition consultant, educator, and author specializing in the implementation of ketogenic therapies. She earned her Master's of Education from Smith College and her Master's of Human Nutrition from Eastern Michigan University. She is board certified in nutrition by the Board
for certification of nutrition specialist. She was inspired by the work of Thomas Seyfried. He's a PhD who's actually been on the show, and he is a professor at Boston College who wrote the book, Cancer as a Metabolic Disease, an amazing man and scientist. Miriam is a leading voice in the keto movement, and her passion for helping others implement this diet comes directly from her personal experience. Her son, Rafi, was diagnosed with a brain tumor in December of 2004, and that is what originally led her to Dr. Thomas Seyfried's research supporting the use of the ketogenic diet for cancer. Such an honor to have you on the show, Miriam. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Hi, Bernadette. Thank you for having me.
Well, I love that this whole thing started with your personal experience with your dear son, Rafi, who was how old at the time in 2004?
In 2004, he was 4 years old. So he was just a
oh my gosh,
4 year old with a tumor the size of an orange in his head.
Oh my gosh!
I can
only imagine that what that would have been like as a mother. I absolutely love your book, Keto for Cancer: Ketogenic Metabolic Therapy as a Targeted Nutritional Strategy. Dr. Thomas Seyfried wrote the foreword. So, gosh, let me see. Let me start with this, Miriam. How do you know if the ketogenic diet is right for you?
Well, that's a great question. I get that question a lot. So the way that they determine how cancer is responding to treatment is they use PET scans and CAT scans, and both are using actually a tracer that is very similar to glucose. So if the tumors are picking up this tracer, that means they're picking up glucose in just way too much of it. So that's one way that's one way that you can know that the cancer is using too much glucose. And what the ketogenic diet is going to do is cut down on the availability. You're not technically, I know there's a lot out there about starving your cancer of glucose, but that is technically not correct. You're just shutting down a lot of pathways that cancer prefers to use in order to grow and proliferate and to create that nice acidic environment that they love to thrive in. So you're hitting it at a number of different places. We didn't know this. You don't need to know the science. We didn't know this in 2007 when we actually started this with our son. We were thinking along the lines of, there's speculation. That's all we have, a mouse study, and, two kids that seem to respond. And we just went ahead because we had nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm. You know, oh, absolutely.
Just, yeah.
I can't even imagine how scary that was as a mother. It's got to be like the worst news you could possibly get.
It is. And there was I wasn't even looking for a diet when I found the diet. I was investigating a drug when I found the diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2007, no one really wanted to help us. The liability was huge.
Right.
So to go into this alone, kind of unsupported, he was monitored. Our son was monitored by his team, his medical team, but I was just winging it as far as the diet went. I was using some, information on the diet for epilepsy. But this is real important to know.
Mm-hmm.
The diet for epilepsy is a great diet for epilepsy.
Right.
The diet for cancer has nuances.
Well, you brought up epilepsy. That was going to be one of my questions because, the ketogenic diet has been around for about 100 years.
Right.
It's known as it's very well known actually with medical doctors as an alternative treatment, and yet medical doctors are still apprehensive to recommend it as a treatment to shut down epilepsy or at least improve the conditions and lessen the amount of seizures that children or just people have. They continue to prescribe these dangerous pharmaceutical drugs instead, and so I have to ask you why.
Why? Because that's what they're taught in medical school. And I make a point. I talk a lot about that in my book, and that doctors receive medical training. And part of the training is to train the curiosity out of them. And their medical schools are funded by pharmaceutical companies.
This
is not a conspiracy theory. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I follow the money. And that's where the money is. If you can have a pharmaceutical that's going to treat somebody's cancer, give them a couple of extra months of life, And that treatment's going to cost them cost the insurance company $300,000. Why would you want to get 6 months or a year of better quality of life, or maybe even a lifetime?
right.
out of changing what you eat.
Well, you know what?
There's no money in that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Kudos to you. Unbelievable the strength that you have to say that. I am so impressed with your integrity. I really am. And you having the courage to say what you just said. So many people want to hear it, and they're not going to hear it. They're just not going to hear it anywhere else. And
they're not. And I want to make it really clear, Bernadette, that this is not a standalone therapy. This is not a cure for cancer, but it's the synergy. That's what we're going for. That's why they do these combination drugs mm-hmm. in traditional medicine and conventional care, because they know that when you combine therapies, you're going to get a better response. And when you combine ketogenic diet, some of the most dreadful, prognoses of less than a year can turn into 2 years or more.
Absolutely.
And for people who are just at the tipping point of a disease, who knows what the potential is there? I'm ketogenic. I don't have cancer.
Yep.
But I'm ketogenic, and I'm just hoping that it's going to, prevent me from being one of the statistics. It's inching closer. It's 1 in 3, but it's inching closer to 1 in 2 women, as well as 1 in 2 men are going to get a cancer diagnosis in mm-hmm. their lifetime. That's unacceptable.
It really is. And you can also do this diet if you're a vegetarian or a vegan. Yeah. And you actually cite an example in your book of a woman who did it. And she, I believe she had brain cancer too. And she's still alive, right? This was six years ago?
It's more than six. It's like 6.5 years out, which is kind of unheard of. But there's no curiosity about why she is and what they would call an outlier. I sort of got it down. I don't think you need to be a vegan or a vegetarian. The key for her was that she drastically reduced the amount of protein in her diet. And that's one of the nuances that I said about keto for cancer as opposed to, like weight loss or diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Really controlling the amount of protein, because protein gives the signal for cancer to grow.
Right.
And we don't want to be signaling cancer on that level.
Absolutely. And I'm so honored to have you on the show. Let's change gears here a little bit, because for people that are on the ketogenic diet or are thinking about it, in your book you address the subject of grass-fed beef versus grain-fed meat. And it's such a hot topic, especially in the paleo world. And so, let me ask you this. What do you want people to know about the difference between grass-fed and grain-fed meat?
Okay. First of all, I don't want it to be an obstacle for anybody starting the diet. So if they feel that they can't afford the grass-fed meat, or if it's not available, or if it provides a challenge to get it or food to prepare it, then I say start, just let's start with where you're at
right
now. We can make those kinds of changes down the road, because honestly, the critical difference between whether the diet is successful or not is not on whether it's a farm raised or grass fed. It's in the choice of the foods that you're taking. So of course it's better to choose an animal that has been cared for on grass, raised on grass, because their lipid profile. Is a lot better. So mm-hmm. in other words, the fatty acids that are in their fat are better for you, and the hormones that they're not picking up from eating grass as opposed to being grain-fed,
mm-hmm.
It's important, but it's not the critical thing. So just start where you are and then be looking always for the next steps down the road. And that's what I would want to see people consider.
Yeah.
Upgrading to better quality foods.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, I think this, I'm going to ask you this. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to ask this without naming the company, but there are some companies out there that claim to be keto friendly, and if you're fighting cancer, you want to eat very clean. You want to be very careful what you put in your body. I call them the McDonald's of the keto diet.
Yeah.
Some of these companies that use very questionable sweeteners such as sucralose and aspartame, and even this new one, allulose. What do you say about that? If you're fighting cancer, should you be ingesting products like that use sucralose to sweeten them?
Boy, I'll tell you, I have a long section in my book on that, because there is some evidence that sucralose is not a good choice, and aspartame I really worry about in terms of people just in general health, but especially for people who
mm-hmm.
have any neurological things going on. Allulose is sort of new out there. I don't really have an opinion one way or another, but I don't want people to trade their poor quality like supermarket foods, you know, power bars and that kind of stuff. I don't want them just to go like and then think they're getting, you know, like a low carb one.
Right.
You got to look at the ingredients.
Right. Because sucralose destroys 50% of your gut bacteria.
Yeah.
Who in the heck wants that when we're all trying to survive here, you know?
Right.
So anyway, you've got to come back. Absolutely love you, Miriam. Absolutely love you. You've got to come back.
Okay, and I want to add one thing. My son was my hero, and he was a fountain of love. And everything that I do and even this book is a way of honoring my son. And, you know,
oh my gosh.
Diet, 6 years. He got 6 years on the keto diet.
Oh, wow. You know what? What a great story. Thank you so much. Our hearts go out to you, and we can't wait to have you back on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got Kip Watson coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, y'all. It's Bernadette. You know I'm Italian, and my dad always said there are two kinds of oils in this world, 100% organic extra virgin olive oil and those that wish they were. Celebrate the health benefits of olive oil and the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers. Infused with 100% extra virgin olive oil. For thousands of years, societies used hemp to promote health and wellness. CW's proprietary hemp genetics are rich in naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. Feed your endocannabinoid system the best natural Colorado wellness. Charlotte's Web. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Carla Palmer, and Kip Watson. We're going to get to her in just a minute. We're going to continue our segment on mindset, the new psychology of success, and how we can learn to fulfill our potential. Before we do, though, I want to ask you to please listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, or Apple Podcasts. You can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com and I knew I was going to fumble. It's okay. Go to iHeartMedia.com and listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, that's CW Hemp, Squatty Potty, the ISSN, Sun Warrior, I love that company, and Paleo Magazine, our newest sponsor and brand partner. And did you like the way I recovered that fumble?
You did.
I did.
You picked up
did
the ball
really
and kept
good,
going.
Didn't I, Kip?
Yeah. You did not have a fixed mindset about that.
I did not. And I love it. We're continuing this conversation from what we talked about last week. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional with 2 master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She's a certified high performance coach and a former professional athlete and mom of 2 teenagers. And you can find her on Twitter at KipFit. That's at KipFit. And we're talking about a mindset. So
yes,
go girl.
Go, girl. Well, just to remind everybody, there's a difference that's been studied for years, and the difference is between what we call a fixed mindset, which actually what we've been talking about this last hour is a lot of times we'll go to the doctor and they give us information and we just accept it.
Yep.
As the truth, right?
Yep.
And so a fixed mindset tends to adopt that view that they're believing that certain qualities, their own qualities, are carved in stone. So your personality, your talent, your intelligence, like it's all like predetermined or set. And then sort of the opposite of that is a growth mindset. And a growth mindset really believes that my basic qualities are there, but I can cultivate them, I can improve them, I can change them. You know, I can get better.
I don't think people really understand how true that is, that you can truly change your life if you can get to the very root of what's holding you back and change your mindset about life.
Yeah. And so even with what we've been talking about, I'm not just going to accept what the doctor says, so to speak, but because there may be an alternate view out there and there may be other information I'm not considering. And I think that's kind of what we're trying to talk about.
Well, people get clogged up, you know?
We do.
They get clogged up.
More than one way.
We do, but it's all connected. You know, Robin Perry Braun talks about this all the time, getting clogged up. We got to let our emotions out. As a country, we don't know how to let our emotions out in such a way that, I'm trying to think of the words that she uses to describe it, but I don't know. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, to give you a better sense of what the two mindsets are about and for you to realize, I want you to really think about this because I want you to share. I want all of you here to share what you're thinking. I'm going to read a short scenario of a bad day and then immediately think, what am I thinking? How am I responding to this? What would I do? What would I feel in this situation?
Right.
And then we'll talk about, talk about it.
Oh,
so
I love this.
Here's the quick scenario of a bad day. So one day you go to class and it's a really important class. You like the teacher. You like the class.
Danny, are you listening?
The professor returns the midterm papers to you. You got a C+. You're disappointed. That evening on your way back home, you find you've gotten a parking ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Being really frustrated, you call your best friend to share about your experience, and you're kind of brushed off, and you end up talking about something else.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Well, first of all, you get any kind of ticket, and this is a mindset that I have taught myself. I can remember when I was younger getting upset that I got a speeding ticket or whatever, instead of saying, you know what? I'm glad I got, now I tell myself, I haven't gotten one in a while because I'm just super careful, but when now if I get a speeding ticket, I say to myself, you know what, I'm glad I got this. That's the universe telling me to slow down, and it could have saved my life. And the same with, like, if you get a flat tire or whatever, you know what, it is what it is. It's not a big deal. It's only a big deal if you make it into a big deal.
Yeah, you slow down for what, about a week?
Well, you want to, what am I thinking about? What would I feel? What would I do? How would I accept that day or not accept
it? Well,
it?
And if I got a C, okay, so you guys help me out, Lexi, Carla. So I know I
never got C's.
I've gotten a few C's and I get disappointed, but it made me work
not
harder.
Me.
Because nobody likes to really get a C.
It came easy for me.
Oh, some people do.
Do they?
I had a friend in grad school that was like, C's get degrees. So he didn't care about.
Really?
Me. Absolutely.
Well, that's interesting.
That's me.
I was just going to say, like, Danny, would you like to share what you were telling us yesterday?
Not interested in doing their best.
What? That I never went to, never did my homework and copied everything all through much the last 2 years of high school?
So this is really important because basically what you're thinking about determines really whether you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. So obviously at this point in your life, you have more of a growth mindset.
Absolutely.
You take that and you go, that doesn't feel good, but I'm not going to let that stop me from getting better figuring out what I got to do different.
Well, I still have a B average at all my tests I can't cheat on the tests.
No,
I skated through high school without taking home a book.
Well, and I actually thanked the officer the last time I got a ticket for slowing me down.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
No, geez. I did. I did. I thanked
him. Thank you, officer. You might have just saved my life.
Right. Here's what some people might think, though. So if you're out there and you're listening and you thought, God, what a suckful day, or I'm a loser, like that, and you go more in that direction, then that's more of a fixed mindset.
Mm. Yeah. Well, So what can a person do about that? What's the first thing they need to do?
Well, what's interesting about this is that people with the fixed mindset, where they think they can't improve, or you're either on or off, you win or you lose. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole black and white type of mentality. They tend to be more inaccurate. Mm-hmm. About their actual intelligence, about their skills and talent. And people with a growth mindset are more accurate about their talent, intelligence, their behavior, and stuff like that, because they're willing to accept that negative feedback and learn from it.
What's at the very root of it, though? If somebody has a negative outlook on everyone and everything, including themselves, what's at the very root of it?
Drugs.
No, trauma from childhood? I'm serious. Like, what's at the very root of it? Because
you
a child doesn't
not
just
one
learn
root.
To be unhappy. A child yes. doesn't just learn to say,
Well, it's both innate, but then it can also be from parenting. So we call it nature nurture.
Ah.
So there are more innate, as I've talked about, brain codes. There are more innate brain codes that tend to be critical. They tend to be negative, mm-hmm. and they tend to be either in or out. Well, all or nothing.
Shelley Wells, Sean Wells' wife, posted something yesterday on Facebook. I actually want to print it out. It was fascinating. You can follow her on Facebook. But it showed two three-year-olds' brains. One three-year-old came from like very dire conditions, a drug-addicted mother, didn't get a lot of love and attention. The other child, however, came from a home where it got a lot of love and attention, a lot of nurturing, and the size of the brain was remarkably, it was like 35% larger of the brain that the child received a lot of love and attention.
Right. So here's what we got to be careful of, though, is as parents, how we give criticism and correction, because that's part of what we got to do. And there's actually danger if we do too much success and praise and tell them, oh, you're so smart, oh, you're so talented. Mm-hmm. That actually leads to a fixed mindset problem.
Oh,
and
wow.
We got to stop doing that.
Okay. Well, that's okay. What we're going to talk about next week. We're going to continue
this
going
is like
through
like we're
this.
Getting to the gold right now.
I love it. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Kip, thank you. I got to get a couple of shout outs here. Here, Lexi, I'm going to give you one for the gluten-free expert.
Yeah.
Expert.
We'll be there this weekend. And you can go on our website to get $5 off.
Yeah.
So,
and
go to our website.
I'm going to be giving out cigars. No, I'm just joking. Okay, and I want to get this out there, too, that Sun Warrior Day of the Dead celebration, their old sizes are back, and you can recycle your tubs and post them using hashtag retub to win a Day of the Dead bundle. Go to Facebook.com and also use One Life for an additional 10% savings. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it. We'll